Kentucky baseball is on 98.1 The Bull Icons at 98.5.
Andrew Murphy and Nick Mingione here at Kentucky Proud Park before the Cats are about to take on the Ball State Cardinals in game two of this three-game weekend series. Coach, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Another sunny day at Kentucky Proud Park. Tough to beat.
Yes, indeed. Love the good weather. You all are coming off your first loss of the season, but a close one for sure. Take me through your head last night, what worked, didn't work, and generally just what you took from the game.
Well, like I told our team today, we weren't going to go undefeated, right? We were going to lose the game this year. But, you know, we often talk about when we don't win and we lose games, we want to learn from it. So, you know, it basically, Andrew, it came down to five pitches on the pitching and defense side, and it came down to about five at-bats on the offensive side. And, you know, obviously, I think a tad better execution in those spots, and the outcome's totally different. But it came down to basically 10 moments in that game.
Cole Stupp got the start and only earned two runs, impressively struck out five batters, and was backed up by a solid errorless Kentucky defense. Give me your thoughts on Cole's performance and the eight guys helping him out in the field.
Well, what a gutsy performance. I mean, a quality start gives us a quality start, and that's all you could ever ask for out of your starters. And, you know, I thought he competed really, really hard. He landed multiple pitches for a strike. That was big. You hear me say that basically every day. But, you know, the reason why that's so important is because you want to keep the hitters off balance. If they can make you a one-pitch pitcher where the only thing you're landing is your fastball, then obviously you're more susceptible. So his ability to land three pitches for a strike was big. And to get us deep into the game, I mean, I thought it was gutsy. And then, you know, a really clean, you talk about the guys behind him, a clean game defensively. We didn't commit an error, played really clean. And obviously we didn't want that outcome. But, man, what a quality start by Cole Stupp.
Ball State pitching struck out 15 UK batters last night, even taking down guys in the middle of the order quite a few times. What were your guys saying during the game about facing Chase McDermott and the Ball State bullpen?
Well, first of all, that guy's a real pitcher. I mean, man, that guy's a real arm. And we're going to face a lot of guys like that. So that was a really good test for us. But I give our guys a lot of credit. I mean, we got him out in the fifth. We got him to over 100 pitches in the fifth. And that was our challenge before the game. It's like, hey, can we get him out after the fifth inning? Can we get him out of there? And we did that. Where we struggled some was after. We did not make as many adjustments. And, you know, quite frankly, we struck out too much. And we struck out too much, I should say, because that had not been something we've been doing. We've been doing a really good job putting balls in play with two strikes. And even yesterday, we had four two-strike base hits, and the goal is really two. So we actually doubled our goal there, but just too many strikeouts, too many deep in counts. And obviously, I thought Coach Williams did a great job addressing that today. But we got to do a better job before two strikes. And that will obviously help some of the two strikes there.
Mason Hazelwood is slated to get the start today. Tell me first a little bit about what he's meant to this program for as long as he's been here, and kind of what you're expecting from him as a player this year.
Well, he's just been steady, Andrew. I mean, the guy's been really, really consistent when you go back and look at his time here. But the biggest thing I'm most proud of him is just how much he's grown. As a student, it's remarkable. As a person and as a player. And when I say a person, I mean his ability to communicate is such a high level now. His intelligence for the game. I mean, Andrew, this guy this fall is going around with his notebook asking positional players what they saw and how he can make himself better. His just commitment to just want to get better has been really fun to watch. And the teammate he is, what a great teammate. So I'm looking forward to him to go out today and compete and give us a strong start.
Cole Stupp claims to be undefeated in rock, paper, scissors. Do you believe this to be true? And who do you think has the best chance of beating him on this squad?
Oh, that's a really good question. I've never competed against him in rock, paper, scissors, but I believe our players. So if he said it, I believe it. But, man, you going around telling people you're undefeated, there's going to be a lot of people that try to get a victory out of him. So maybe I'll have Reeves play him. I'll see if Reeves can take him down.
I'll hold you to that, Coach. Any final thoughts or other keys to winning today's game?
No, just, you know, give them a lot of credit. I thought they did a really good job last night. I thought both teams competed hard. And ultimately, today, it's going to come down to us and our ability to execute. And that'll be no different than every other game. But looking forward to a beautiful sunny day here at Kentucky Proud Park.
Thanks a lot for joining me, Coach. Best of luck to you today.
Thank you. Go Cats.
Coach Minge has the Cats on the move. Kentucky baseball is next on the UK Sports Network.